Oh, he's there. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. Everything he's ever told you before this morning, he's lied. But you shall have peace. You shall have joy. You shall enjoy the fruit of your labor. And mother, the devil is a liar. Your sons and your daughters shall be saved, set free, and delivered. Because when he shook your belly, the Bible says that the fruit of your womb is blessed. Oh, you need to speak it out of your mouth right now. Say it now. Because the Lord has shaken me again, I'm alive in my spirit. I'm alive in my mind. I'm alive to the things of God. The word of God is coming alive in me right now. I'm alive. I shall not die, but live to declare the glory of God. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, I will rejoice and be glad. Hey, come alive in your spirit. I feel it. I feel like I'm calling somebody from a deep cave this morning. Come on. The Lord got your hand. He's leading you this morning out of the depression from yesterday. Thank you, Jesus. He's leading you out of your prison sheets. He's leading you out of every defeat. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Satan, the Lord rebuke you today. He's shaking me again. Come on, up. You're going through this day with the victory. You're going through this day with power. You're going through this day under the anointing. You're not going through defeated. Wherever you are, woman, wherever you are, man, woman, if you're in the kitchen with the children, while you're fixing the breakfast, while you're combing your hair, while you're putting your clothes on, man, stop right there and give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give God the glory. Because when praise is slow up, hey, your blessings will come down. He's shaking you again. He's shaking you again. You're walking on the track this morning. Hey, you're on the exercise.
Victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah this morning. What a beautiful way to start the morning. Hallelujah. Wherever you at right now, just raise your hands and give God his glory. Just let God shake you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just wail out hallelujah this morning because the Spirit of the Lord is here right now, right now, right now, right now. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Oh, say it and all, say it and all, say it and all. Hallelujah this morning, Father God. We thank you for shaking us up this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for commanding our day this morning, early in the morning, Father God. We thank you for the songwriter, Juanita Bynum, this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Good morning, everybody. Just ask God right now to shake it up, shake it up, shake it up. Whatever it is, whatever it is, let him shake it up right now and then command your morning. She said it in the song, victory is yours. Whatever your circumstances, whatever your situation is this morning, all over the world, under the sound of my voice, God already has it under control because the music, the song, the word shook us up this morning. And I'm just so thankful to be a part of it. I'm thankful to be in the midst of God this morning. I'm thankful early in the dawning that God has already shaken things up for me. So today I'm able to walk into victory. Victory, victory is mine. I decree and declare this morning for each and every last one of us that we will not be a defeated foe today, that we are victorious in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that your tears will turn into joy this morning in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you will no longer sit by the side and just wait for somebody to give you your blessings, that you will walk into it. You will pick up your mess and walk into the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just praise your holy name on this morning, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the midnight hour, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for shaking us, Father God. Waking us up, Lord Jesus, to be in your presence, Father God. Oh, Lord Jesus, how many of you know we serve a mighty God this morning? How many of you know that God is able this morning? How many of you know that if you just give everything over to him this morning, Lord Jesus, that he will shake it up, Lord Jesus? We thank you for shaking it up this morning, Father God. We thank you for your loving and tender mercy, Father God, that brought us to a new dawn, Lord Jesus, to take us out of the darkness, Lord, but to bring us into the light, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Father God. We command the atmosphere right now, Lord Jesus. We command peace right now, Lord Jesus, in the midst of the storm. We speak peace, Lord Jesus, in the midst of the storm, Lord Jesus. We speak peace, Father God, in the midst of the storm, Lord Jesus. We speak love right now. We command it. We decree and declare that chains will be broken around the heart, Father God. We decree and declare that mind battles will be set to the side, Father God. We decree and declare that we have been overcomers. We are no longer bounded by Satan and his diabolical imps, Lord Jesus. But we are walking with Christ, holding his hand, his unchanging hands, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We just give you the glory this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Shake us, Father God. Shake us, Lord Jesus. Whatever it is, Lord Jesus, you're bounding us down right now, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we break free right now, Lord Jesus. We break free. Hallelujah. We break free, Lord Jesus, because we are victorious in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. many of you can call on the name of Jesus this morning? How many of you know that Jesus is a yoke breaker? How many of you know that Jesus is the person that gives you peace? How many of you know that Jesus is who brings you hope? How many of you know that Jesus is who brings you victory? How many of you know that he's a deliverer this morning? How many of you know that he's the way maker for you this morning? Oh, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. As we walk out this morning, Lord Jesus, we walk with our heads held up, Father God. We walk, Father God, reaching, Lord Jesus, for the gifts and the blessings that you already have set for us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, I decree and declare, Lord Jesus, that you will shake us up, Lord. You shake us up with a mighty wind this morning, Lord Jesus. You allow your anointing, Father God, to shift, Father God. Shift us, Lord Jesus. Move us, Lord Jesus. Move us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you this morning, Father God. We need you, Lord Jesus. We need you, Father God, to create in us a clean heart, Lord Jesus. We need our minds renewed this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we command anything, any obstacles, Father God, that's standing in our way, Lord Jesus, to flee, to move, to get out of the way, Lord Jesus. Because your Holy Ghost power, Father God, has us where we're moving forward. We're marching on the Zion, Father God. Nothing and nobody, Lord Jesus, will stand in our way, Father God. We are victorious, Father God. We are soldiers, Lord Jesus. We are marching, Father God. We're marching forward, Lord Jesus. We're on to victory, Lord Jesus. We will no longer stand still, Lord Jesus, but we will move, Lord Jesus. By your might, Father God, we will adore Jesus. Answer your cry. I answer your call, Father Jesus. In the name of Jesus, how many of you are ready to do what God has for you? How many of you are ready to say yes this morning? How many of you are allowing God to shake whatever it is off of you? Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off, Lord Jesus. Oh, everyone, shake it off, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, shake it off right now, Lord Jesus. Restoration in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus, Father God. Healing, Lord Jesus. Somebody needs a healing this morning, Lord Jesus. Send it, Father God. We command it, Lord Jesus, to touch each and every person, Lord, that needs it on this line this morning, Father God. Touch it, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We pray to you this morning, Lord Jesus, just thanking you, Father God. Thanking you, Lord Jesus, as we fall to our knees this morning, Lord Jesus. Thanking you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, Father God. Thanking you for who we are, Father God. Thanking you for your loving kindness, Lord Jesus, for your tender mercy, Father God. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your forgiveness, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the newness, Lord Jesus. The new day, Father God. The new beginning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've taken the scales off our eyes, Father God, and put us in a place, Lord Jesus. The place, Lord, you're bosom, Father God, and that you're abiding in us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Shake us till you can't shake us no more, Lord Jesus. And once you shake us, Father God, fill us back up, Lord Jesus. Fill us back up, Lord Jesus, with your love, your mercy, your grace, your happiness, your joy, Father God, but most of all, your peace. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray to you this morning, Lord Jesus, knowing, Father God, that you have the ears, Father God, to hear us, Lord. Knowing, Father God, that you will not pass us by, Father. I'm not praying for everybody, Father. I'm praying for me, Lord Jesus, because I'm standing in the need of prayer, Father God. Lord, hear me this morning, Lord Jesus. Hear me, Father God. Hear me, Lord Jesus, Father God. I need mountains moved on this morning, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Victory, Father God, Lord Jesus. Exoneration, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God. I say, hear me, Lord Jesus. Hear my humble cry, Father God. Examine my heart, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you with every breath in my body, Father God. Every fiber, Father God. Every artery, Father God. Everything that's breathing, Lord Jesus. I just thank you on this morning, Lord, because I know that you are a deliverer, a way maker, Father God. And all things, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. And amen, amen, amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Lord Jesus, it's just not enough calling on your name, Lord. Sometimes we got to get up and we got to move, Father God. Sometimes we got to walk the flow, Lord Jesus, in the wee hours of the night, Lord Jesus. Sometimes we got to go into a fetal position, Lord Jesus, just to let you know, Lord Jesus, that we mean what we say, we mean what we ask, Father God. Lord Jesus, just have mercy. Have mercy on us today, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, for those, Lord Jesus, that's looking for a breakthrough this morning, Lord Jesus. Have them right now stretch their hands out, Lord Jesus, and pull them down, Lord Jesus. Pull them blessings down, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I say pull them down in the name of Jesus. Pull them down. I don't care where you at. I don't care if you're in the middle of the street right now. Pull them down in the name of Jesus, because we know that God has a blessing with our names on it. And we just thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for a fresh anointing, Lord Jesus. We thank you for a fresh wind, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we might not be running to victory, Father God, but we're walking in it, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for removing any distraction, Father God, any obstacles, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for clearing the path for us, Father God. Now I pray, Lord Jesus, that everybody step on the right path, Father God, and they follow you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I just thank you on this morning, Lord Jesus. Somebody just give God a praise where they at right now. Give him a big handshake right now, where a hand clap where he is right now, because God has met us this morning just where we're at, and he's saying, I'll take you just as you are. I will take you just as you are. All I need is for you to surrender all. Who's ready to surrender all this morning? Surrender all. Cast all your cares unto the Lord. Who's ready to cast their cares unto the Lord? Because God has predestined us to be victorious. He did not predestine us to slumber and sleep. He predestined us to run like deer. He predestined us to be victorious, successful, prosperous in everything that we do. Prosperous spiritually, prosperous financially, prosperous mentally, emotionally. He has not given us the spirit of fear. He has given us a spirit where we are to go out and be go-getters, not cowards, but go out there and meet our giants. Who's meeting their giant on this morning? Oh, Lord Jesus, we just praise your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I don't know about you all, but I feel the presence of the Lord right now. I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel like shouting. I feel like dancing. I feel like just running till I can't run no more. And guess what? I don't have a problem with running because I know when I run out of oxygen, he's going to give me a fresh wind, a fresh breath. How many of you ready to run for God on this morning? How many of you are ready to get out of your old ways and walk into your newness, your new dawn? And God has set the tone, the atmosphere this morning for us to shake things off and just depend and rely on him and know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Not just sit and say it, but believe what you're saying and know that it is true. Know that God is the way maker. He is our deliverer. He is our Jehovah Jireh. He is Yahweh. He is I am Elohim. He is all of that. He is everything to me. I don't know about to you, but he's everything. He's my joy and sorrow. He's my faithfulness when I feel like I can't do things. He is my strength when I am weak. I don't know what he is to you, but I'm telling you who he is to me on this morning. And I pray and praise God for you in advance that you will realize and understand who God is to you on this day. And again, I say to you, good morning, good morning, good morning. And I'm just so grateful. I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed, Apostle. I can't speak for everybody
settle
else,
down.
But I'm just settle, overwhelmed
settle
this morning, Apostle.
Settle down, settle down, settle down,
yes,
settle
God.
Down. Settle
yes.
down. Shetababashikanarurusi. There's an anointing on here this morning, saints of God. And the Lord wants many of you right now just to be still, be still, be still, be still. Many of you, he want to talk to you. Many of you, he want to operate on you. Many of you, he want to deliver you. Many of you, he want to set you free. Many of you, there's an anointing right now that he's breathing right now in the midst of your situation. Don't think it by chance that some of you that came on this morning, you came on this morning to meet God. You didn't come on to meet man. You really didn't come on to meet a message. But right now, your situation is so intense that the Spirit of the Lord come in to meet you right here where you are, to meet you right here in your need. I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that the Spirit of the Lord meeting you right now, and you will surrender. You'll surrender. Surrender, brother. Surrender, sister, in the name of Jesus. For the Spirit of the Lord is here, for he's here. He's here to rescue you, mother. He's here to rescue you, brother. He's here for your situation. This is a time that everyone that is listening all over the world, doesn't matter where you are, doesn't matter where you at, this is a time to talk to him, talk to him, talk to him. I know you're listening to us, but we don't want to overpower the broadcast this morning to get you caught up in the movement that is going on here. But you need to get caught up in the movement that is going on with the Lord. The Lord wants to meet you. He is the true deliverer. He is the true healer. He is the true one. In the name of Jesus. It is so. In the name of Jesus. I feel a prophetic release this morning. I feel a prophetic release. Many of you, listen, we very rarely open up the line, especially in the morning time hour, to prophesy, to pray, to speak into individual lives. But to this morning, the Lord is here for you. The Lord is for you, for some God. There's a prophetic release. I don't want you to miss this. I don't want you to miss this, and I don't want anything that God is pouring out. Many of you, you're about to lose your mind because your situation seems like it cannot turn around. God wants to speak to you. Oh, none of y'all see. You shall live, not die, and declare the works of the Lord. This morning, we're going to open up the lines, I'm telling you. I want you all to go ahead and press one, press one, press one, because it's an anointing here. It's not for us. It's for us to distribute. And God want to set you free. I'm telling you now. I want you to go ahead and press one on your phone. If this you need prayer this morning, I want you to press one on your phone. My God. And we're going to help you navigate you from there. But it's anointing that is resting this morning. You know God is trying to pull you out. You know that God is trying to turn your situation around, but you just don't know what to do. You don't know which way to go. You don't know what to do. But I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost. That you stand there, not die, and declare the works of the Lord. It's your time, brother. Get up. It's your time, sister. Get up. God want to take you into the place of Him. I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that you will not be left behind anymore. I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that you shall arise and take your rightful place. You will not allow the past to dictate you your tomorrow, but you shall move into the things of God. I prophesy to every ear this morning. What God meant for you, your life walk is going to walk towards it. Your life walk will not be determined by you in your situation, in your circumstances, and what you think and what you feel. I prophesy under the unction of the Holy Ghost, as the Spirit of the Lord is redoing your mind and renewing your spirit, that it shall be according to the word of the Lord. It's many of you. Some of you already pressed one, but God is still waiting on some more of you, some more of you. My God, the Spirit of the Lord says, three of you, you got symptoms in your body. You don't know where it comes from, and you're nervous by going to the doctor. Don't miss the anointing, my God, because some of us just want to say, don't you miss the anointing. It's a very peculiar breeze. It's a very peculiar wind that is breathing this morning. It's rarely happened. And when it moves, my God Almighty, I recognize immediately God is trying to pull somebody out. God is trying to save somebody. God is trying to throw somebody a lifeline. Don't you miss it. I know you're a prayer warrior. I know you got a prayer inside of you. I know you got it going on with your walk with the Lord. But sometimes God will have a brother and sister to move in your area, throw you a lifeline to pull you out. My God, Jesus said, am I my brother's keeper? I pray in the name of Jesus that this is a fresh start for you. Listen, saints, we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to open up. We're going to call out the last four digits of your line. We're going to beep you in. My God, I feel the anointing right now. I feel them. God is trying to move on some more of you. God is trying to move on. That's the worst thing you think. That's the worst thing you could do. Think you got it going on and you know you don't. My God, thank you. You got it. You know you don't. This is grace right here moving at its finest. This is the hand of the Lord right here trying to offer you his hand to keep continue to pull you, out of this situation. Some of you don't even know the traps that the enemy has for you on this week, on next week. But somebody's going to make the devil out a liar. Somebody's going to make the devil that is not going to be true. Things is going to be destroyed. My God, in the name of Jesus, it shall be. It shall be. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Let's go to the phone lines. God bless you. 6993.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is a very special day to me. I have an important meeting later on, and, you know, I'm feeling extremely blessed. And if the meeting goes well, you know, it can really bless me and my family. And I just ask that, you know, that you guys help me in prayer with staying focused. I've been doing like much better with, you know, focusing on God and talking to him more and everything. And I just want to, you know, just let that relationship continue to develop even stronger. And even after the meeting, when it goes well, you know, that I keep that same energy for God, even, you know, even when I'm doing better. I'm praying for it.
Amen. Words of wisdom. Then I'm allowed Minister Monica Elect to pray for you. Words of wisdom. When you're going into something that you want to apprehend and you need something for your life, the first thing, make sure motives always be right and the foundation is with the Lord. Because no one cannot receive anything from the Lord unless it goes God's way and unless it's done by the Lord. Many people will use this time to prophesy and begin to speak into people's lives, but the first thing we have to establish, your foundation is solid with the Lord. That the motives that we're doing, and especially when we come into deals and come into financial wealth, that doesn't dictate to us. That just a help or seed or a tool that I use to use it for family, use it to sow into lives of others. Next thing when we want to do it, that is established. I don't know whatever seed you'd have or whatever seed wherever you go to church at or whoever your pastor may be or whatever. You need to find and throw and sow a seed. Because one thing people got to understand, you want to sow where you want to go. Because we want wealth and financial freedom from God, but we don't want to sow anything into it. Seed time harvest works when your foundation is first with the Lord, when your motive is to do right and also to strengthen your relationship with the Lord. And if we don't have them established first, seed time and harvest does not work. We depended on God to do something, that yet our footsteps are still in the world. And that doesn't work with God. Oil and water cannot mix. Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. Make sure you sow into where you want to go. Because that seed at this time in your life will be powerful. Minister Monica and Letty, you pray for us.
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just ask right now that you just move on this young man's heart, Father God. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would just open his eyes to the things that you're about to take him into, Father God, because I see a glorious future for this man, Father God. And I just ask that you just grab a hold of him and open his mind and his eyes so that he can hear your voice when you're prompting him, telling him which way to go, Father God. Father God, I ask that you just take him into this meeting, Father God, and that he will be able to just stand still and be silent and let those people talk, oh, Father God, that he can hear what they're saying, but he can hear you in his ear, Father God, because you're going to speak to him and lead him, and that no words should come out of his mouth until you tell him to speak, Father God. But you will also illuminate his mind, Father God, that he will have godly wisdom in what to say and what not to say in this meeting, Father God. And I ask that anything that is not of you that's in this meeting, Father God, I bind it up and I cast it into the pits of hell right now, Father God, that you will open the doors that need to be opened and close the doors that need to be closed in this young man's life, Father God. And wherever this meeting takes him, Father God, that you will be right there with him, leading him step by step, Father God. Father God, I ask that you put a hedge of protection over his future, Father God, wherever he's trying to go in his life, Father God. I ask that you be with him every step of the way, Father God, but you don't let whatever success comes to him, Father God, go to his head, Father God. Keep him humble in spirit, Father God. Open him up to a fresh anointing, Father God, because you've already told me that this man is going great places, Father God, and that there is no way that he cannot go anywhere he want to go if he wants to. It's all in him. His gifts are there. And, Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus right now, Father God,
that everyone on this line that is standing in the gap with me will stand in agreement that, that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the one and only, that you're going to make all these things come to pass. And we're going to praise you right now in advance, Father God, because we know it's already done, Father God. And he has that anointing, Father God. And I ask that you magnify it, Father God, that you turn it up, Father God, and that he doesn't have to say a word, that the Holy Spirit will speak for him. Young man, I got a word for you. Father, the Lord is telling me, he's showing me that you're standing on a board, and it looks like a chessboard, and everything that you need to do is based on you listening to him. And if you just be still in the moments of every step of where you're going, just listen for God's voice. If he tells you to move forward, you move forward. If he tells you to move right, you move right. If he tells you to move left, move left. Don't you move until God moves you, until the Holy Spirit gives you that knowing to move forward. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, you need to go to the Father and ask him for revelation, because I'm telling you right now, you're going great places, but every step that you make is calculated by the Lord. And you need to make sure that he's in every move that you make. Don't make a decision without consulting your God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. And son, you know, I want you to do something for me. First of all, you cannot hear God. If we have same clutter in our ears, and not saying you do. But the first thing you want to do, because before she gave that word, the Lord told me to let him, ask him to, when he get off this line, to repent in different areas of his life. Because now, once you go through a cleansing process, now God could be able to lead you. He could be able to steer you. You could be able to know what to do. And I pray that the spirit of humbleness will magnify before you. Humbleness and also the spirit of favor. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. God bless you all. My God, I feel a prophetic release, and I feel it. It is so. And ministers, when we go and speak into someone's life, we're going to speak what thus says Lord and leave it as that. It's not if they know or don't know what they're saying, but we want to just say what says the Lord, and that's it. Amen. My God, we're going back to the line. God bless you. 6589, you are on.
Good morning. I'm right now on this walk that I'm on, finding myself. I'm feeling like I'm alone. I'm starting to, I don't do the things that I used to do in the world no more, and I'm losing friends and family.
You're supposed to be alone in this. This walk here is a lonely walk, as the Bible put it. You might come across, as the Bible declares in the story, you might come across a stranger every now and then, but you have to take up your own cross. The walk is not lonely, further as who is with you. The walk is lonely, further as who is not with you. Who is with you is the Father, is the Son, is the Lord Savior. But who is not with you, it's the things that you used to do, conversations you used to have, relationships you used to embrace, things that you used to gravitate to. So once that process gets stripped of your spirit, now we have to learn to walk with the Lord, because he is really all we need. But it takes time. It takes a process. Hold yourself together and understand that you are not alone. You where your Father want you to be. You where he want you to develop. My God, a mighty evangelist, and let Nita, can you pray for her? Amen. Your phone might be on mute, evangelist.
Father God, in Hallelujah. The name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, Father God, asking you, Lord Jesus, to remove the spirit of fear, Father God, the spirit of chaos, Father God. Lord Jesus, we are asking you to replace it, Father God, with peace in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus. We know, Father God, that you have her in a place of isolation right now, Father God. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to allow her to lead, or to allow you to order her footsteps, Father God, to trust in you completely and totally, Father God, and stop interrupting the process, Father God, but to trust and believe that you are who you say that you are, Father God. To trust and believe, Father God, that everybody will not be going where you are having her to go in this season, Lord Jesus. Father God, I just ask you, Lord, to build our heart, Father God. Build our courage, Father God. And let her know, Lord Jesus, that sometimes you just she just needs you, Father God. You are in a place, Lord, that you're trying to get her full attention, Lord Jesus, so she can be magnified. You can be magnified and glorified to her, Father God. So, Lord, I just ask you right now, Lord Jesus, to breathe a fresh anointing on her right now, Lord Jesus. Take the scales off of her eyes, Father God. Lord Jesus, bridle her tongue, Father God. Lord Jesus, remove all the chaotic noises, everything and everybody that's coming in, Lord Jesus. Close her ear gates up right now, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let her continue to focus on you, Lord Jesus. Not look to the left, not look to the right, Lord Jesus, but look straight ahead, Father God. So you're calling her, Lord Jesus. All she needs to do is truly surrender, Father God, and move forward in the name of Jesus, Father God. We release right now, Lord Jesus, a fresh anointing on this child right now, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father God. But not only do we release it, Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to allow her to receive it, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord Jesus, we just speak victory right now into her life, Lord Jesus, and let her know, Lord, that you met her this morning on this line, Lord Jesus, and you have to grab her and pull her to your bosom, Father God. I command peace into your life right now in the name of Jesus. Peace, be still. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Minister, let Monica, did the Lord give you a word?
Yeah, the Lord says in my spirit, he's saying she has pain. And I don't know who you are, but the pain that you're experiencing, God says that he's working on you. But there's a lot of things that's going on in your life, and the people that are pulled away are going to be replaced by people that he has put in your life. And that if you just hold on and just stay strong, the people that have drifted away will see that that was God's will in your life, and that they had no place in blocking what God had for you, to allow them to be out of the way so that he can replace them with new people, and know that fresh anointing that comes with the newness of the people that's coming into your life is coming for irrigation. They're going to water you. They're going to bless you. They're going to guide you. They're going to speak into your life, and just allow God's voice to be heard. Allow his voice to penetrate your heart and not be afraid to walk away from these bad relationships into newness. That said the Lord.
Amen. Very good. Amen. I bless you, my God, and you walk in victory. Amen. And listen, we're going to go back to the lines. God bless you. 8367, you are on the air. God bless you.
God bless you.
There you go.
I'm just saying to the Lord this morning, just saying thank you for all he's done and all he's brought me through and all he's bringing me through. Just wanted to give some praise. Yeah, the
Amen.
Lord, thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We thank you, too, for coming on, and just want to uplift the name of the Lord with us. God bless you. You walk in victory. Not only that, daughter, even in the midst of your thank you, God says, this is one of my childs. This is what God is speaking to me right now. And he says, this is one of my childs, that she doesn't complain about the situations around her. She's trying not to trouble me, even try to bother me when things in her life is look lacking. She keep the faith. And she always say that I will provide. And God told me to tell you, not many days hence, that your financial life is not going to be the same. I prophesize it in the name of Jesus, because God says you trust him other than what it looks like, and you stay strong within him. Therefore, God says you're going to move into a season where your season is going to be greater and your ladder is going to be greater more than your farm. Different things that is in your life, because, daughter, it might was laid heavy on your heart, but you kept the faith within me. Therefore, I shall supply the things that you ask me for, and I will do it suddenly, says the Lord of hosts. God bless you, daughter. You walk in peace. Amen. Amen. Saints of God, listen, we just got about 5 more minutes, and we don't want you all to miss. This is a very anointed here, and it's here for you. It's here for you. Don't you miss that God is trying to speak and prophesize in your life. But I truly believe that this is your new beginning. This is your new time. The Spirit of the Lord doesn't come and just want to illuminate us as ministers, but he come for the peoples of God. I dare you, as you go on throughout your day, you just stay in a place of worship. You stay in a place of prayer within him. Allow the Spirit of the Lord to breathe upon you. Breathe in the midst of your situation in the name of Jesus. It is so, and it is so by the Spirit of the living God. My God, Evangelist Elect, you can close us out.
We just thank you. We thank all of you this morning for this precious time, because we know that the Spirit was definitely on this line this morning. And Apostle, we just thank you for your gift, for being able to tap into where God needs us to be. And we just thank you for being who you are. And I know I'm not just saying it for myself. I'm saying it because that's what the general population will have to say. For you just being the man of God and recognizing God when he is in the midst. So with all of you, we just thank you this morning for coming out, and for those that were given a prophecy, for those that were received a prayer, listen to the instructions that God gave. It's not man. He just uses instruments. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying at this time. This is a sweet time. This is just a sweet time right now. And once we get off the phone, continue to go before the Lord. Let God continue to speak to you. Let God continue to allow his Holy Spirit to consume you. Wherever you're at right now, it's a time for you to just release. Release everything unto the Lord, because it is him that will carry your burdens. He will carry you through, even when you feel that you cannot go anymore. But God is there. He's there. Stop fighting your own battles, because the battles is his. It's not ours. We just need to lay it down right at his feet. So we want to leave with you to let you all know, peace be still. We command peace, a peaceful atmosphere this morning, a peaceful atmosphere in the morning, in the noonday, in the nighttime. And just continue to commune with God and know that he's walking with you. He's right by your side. So we'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Come prepared to meet the Lord wherever. 6:55, 6:57, 6:58, leave it to the side. Come with open arms, an open heart, a renewed mind to meet God where he's trying to meet you and take you to another place. So we leave you and we say shalom in the name of Jesus. Be blessed and have a beautiful day.
Need you. We need a prayer. This is what I want you to do, Lord.
Upon